In it for the kicks. Tales from the DJ booth.
Hey man, I've seen some obscene stuff from behind the DJ booth that I probably can't talk about on radio, but I do have two stories from back in the day. When I was up in Canada and BC, I'm playing music up there on Vancouver Island. I play at a festival called Soundwave. And I do remember just before I was supposed to get on, maybe half an hour, 45 minutes before, floor is pumping, this outdoor festival, everybody's going off, and I walk up behind the DJ booth and this DJ is looking green, mate. I tell you, he is looking sick as a dog. And I kind of go up to him and I tap him on the shoulder and I'm like, are you all right, mate? And he's just like, it's coming on strong. Now, for those of you who know what that means, that guy was probably going to be going downhill really fast. Anyway, I put my records back behind the place and go into the little green room back behind it. Anyway, I come back round a minute later and this guy's fallen asleep. He's lying down behind the decks. The track's about to play out. I have to go up to this guy and basically take over from where he is and start for, I don't know, 45 minutes before I'm supposed to play. But it was great. I got the I kept the party going. That was heaps of fun. Another time when I was up there, I was in a club called Tommy Africa, which was up in Whistler, and I was DJing, and Pamela Anderson walked in and she was dancing on the dance floor while I was playing. So I never thought that I'd see that, but that was definitely a highlight in my DJing career, playing to that girl while she was bouncing up and down.
The first ever electronic music show on Howrecky. This is In It For The Kicks, 10 till midnight Friday nights. Radio Home.